Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse and 107.3 WEMJ.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined today by Dr. Barry Taylor. He's a Massachusetts-based naturopath and author of the book, Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. Good morning. Thanks for being here with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Good to be with you.
We've had some great episodes over the past few years, and you've kind of become our resident naturopathic guest.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate all your wisdom. And today we're talking about a topic that is difficult to talk about. In the same way, lots of people want to talk about it. Lots of people want to address it. But at the same point, it's one of those things you just want to not think about. And that's excess weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a struggle in America. And I think there's multiple reasons for that. I don't think there's any one reason. But it's just epidemic at this point. I think at least half of Americans are overweight, and now children as well.
You know, the whole topic and conversation is very near and dear to my heart. I don't know if you know, but I grew up very overweight. Huskies didn't fit me. I used to have to go into New York City to get extra Huskies. So, you know, there are myths that are about the physical aspect that has people do caloric restricted, dare I say, crazy dieting. And then there's the weight as an issue, like what's going on between somebody's ears that's different than how to lose weight. So I did a lot of things when I was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 to lose weight that didn't work. And my heart is often very touched by people who are on roller coasters through most of their life of gaining, losing, gaining, losing, gaining, losing. Some of them then reach a plateau where they used to gain, lose, gain, lose, gain, lose, but now they can't lose anymore. I'll get to that. And then there's, you know, some people who, you know, there's a distinction between being overweight and obese. It's actually, obesity is a technical term. It means you're 30% over your ideal body weight, whoever says what your ideal body weight is. So there are people who are obese, as in they don't have 10 or 15, 20 pounds that they're gaining and losing and gaining and losing and gaining and losing. But they're, you know, people who are 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 pounds who lose that weight. I've seen people come in and said, I've lost 100 pounds in the last year, and then the year after I lost it, I put it all back on. Oh, my God.
Devastating.
So there are a couple of key components physically. One, I'm orienting people to burn their weight off rather than starve it off. Now there are some people who exercise pretty unbelievably and they're still overweight. But the whole nature of starving weight, the whole calorie model, doesn't speak to people being healthy that would predict when they lose the weight that they're going to keep it off. So, even though I'm going to stay physical for the next few moments, I ask people to have goals of keeping their weight off rather than that they want to lose 5 or 10 or 20 pounds. I don't. Do you like losing anything? Most of us mentally don't. You want to lose your car keys? You know, do you want to lose that sweater? You know, you want to lose both of those beautiful pairs of shoes that you're wearing? You know, most people don't want to lose anything. So I first of all tend to use the word let go. Would you be willing to let go? Because there are things you'd be willing to let go of, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have too many things in your closet, so you're going to let go and give some of those sweaters that you have to the needy, or you got some food in your cupboard you don't think you can eat anymore, you might give those to the needy. So I think we're wired mentally that letting go is a process of like giving back. I'm going to let that go. Oh, it feels good to let that go, which is very different than losing.
Mm-hmm.
So two, I have people focus on beginning with the end in mind. People come in and say, Dr. Hill, will you help me lose, you know, 20 pounds or 50 pounds or 35 pounds, or I can't lose the 7 pounds that I gained after I had my baby. And I said, do you have another goal? And it's amazing how many people say, no, I just want you to help me lose it. And I, you know, I like to tickle people and verbally provoke them. And I say, I think you have another goal. No, I don't have another goal. I think you have a goal to keep it off, don't you? I mean, you don't want to gain that. And then in the next 6 months, you don't want to lose that. And then in the next 6 months, gain it back. No, I don't want to. Yeah. So how about we just write down, I have a goal to lose this weight, let it go. What do I need to do to let it go? And then have me effortlessly, just in the course of life itself, keep it off so that my weight becomes a non-issue. And that can open up a world. Physically, I'm looking at blood sugar stability. I don't know how I could help somebody let go of 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 pounds if they keep missing breakfast, if they keep eating a lot of sugar, if they keep drinking a lot of alcohol. Now, this doesn't mean that people who have a weight concern, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, have to never eat sugar the rest of your life, or they could never have alcohol. I mean, you know, I drink none to close to no alcohol, but that's a preference. I don't lay my beliefs on what people have to do. I'm saying from a physiological, biochemical point of view, how your body deals with sugar is more important than calorie counting or counting points. Two, I'm asking people to look at toxins. So I evaluate people with this unbelievable $30,000 computer. Rather than doing blood, urine, hair, stool, saliva, I am working people up individually. And if people have aluminum and mercury and cadmium and lead, pesticides and preservatives get stored in fat. So while there isn't research in the literature about heavy metals, aluminum, cadmium, lead, being related to weight, I'm telling you in the last 40 years that one of the biggest assets, tools that I work with people is to help them detox. You know, a week or two or three or four or six, and maybe it's just two, and then don't detox. Eat some fish and chicken if they want, or eat healthier vegan. But do some cycling of getting your liver, colon, skin, lungs, kidney, bladder to rid itself of accumulations of drug residues that I look for in the body, side effects to vaccinations, the colors and the additives and the preservatives and the hormones, the antibiotics and chickens and eggs. And oh my God, this collection of that, we're more than just the food we've been eating, because the food we've been eating has got all this stuff. It's unbelievable. And that a lot of that gets held in adipose, in fat tissue. The thought of just starving and just, you know, just eating like a bird is, there are a lot of people who've done all sorts of caloric restriction diets and have lost. But of interest, there are a lot of people who do unbelievable caloric restriction diets and like, how come I'm not losing any weight? Well, it might be because you need to stimulate your metabolism. It might mean that you got to detox. So I'm going to save another big physical piece, and then we can talk a lot more about the mental, emotional, that stuff I said was between people's ears, that might make it difficult for people to lose, or they do lose, and then, well, what's going on that you gained it back?
So before we break for the first half, tell us a little bit about how somebody would detox.
Depends on the time of year. Great question. I'm not talking fasting. That's only for the very, very brave and not necessarily needed for many, many people. But detoxing, especially, you know, in the middle of winter, but one could detox any month. You're usually restricting things that the liver's got to process a lot, that you're digesting a lot. So you'd basically be focusing a lot on mostly vegetables, little bit of fruit, more fruit if it's summer and hot, maybe a little bit of brown rice, millet or quinoa, some non-gluten grains, maybe some high-energy protein drinks. I make a super vegan shake for clients. That's part of my Love Your Body line. So depending on, am I focusing more on the liver, colon, skin, lungs, fat tissue, I might target and design the food that somebody's eating. Generally speaking, when you're detoxing, you're not eating pizza. Generally, you're not eating fish. But somebody could eat fish for 2, 3, 4, 6 weeks to get ready for a cleanse, and you're just eating a whole lot less bread. The thing is, if somebody comes from a history of being dependent on caffeine or dependent on sugar, then there are other factors of what somebody can eat before they cleanse, slide into it, or while they're cleansing. Because I have a whole thing about making working with me fun. And whether you're talking about a cleanse or a weight loss program, a weight management program, it can bring up lots of feelings of deprivation. How long do I have to give this up for? Am I ever going to eat this again? Do I have to give this up for the rest of my life? So the detox question you're asking for, similar to the, well, if somebody wanted to lose weight, what should they do, is more individualized. It's not like there are 50 different permutations, but that person who needs to lose weight, have they done a lot of pot and a lot of alcohol and their blood sugar is really going wild? Or is it their mother and their grandmother was overweight and they've just had a lot of dairy in their life? So the targeting how to strengthen your body is both important for weight loss people as well as when you're detoxing, what are we targeting?
So if someone wants to get in touch with you because you're now doing
online programs
yeah. as well as Skype consultations,
sure.
What's the best way for them to reach you?
My email is drdr, my first name Barry, at drbarrytaylor.com. You can get me by going on my website, www.drbarrytaylor.com.
Perfect. And there's some online cleanses that will be coming up that they can participate with too. So check that out at drbarrytaylor.com. The show today is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. We have locations in Meredith, Pembroke, and in Epping. Call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080 for your chiropractic checkup. We'll be looking for subluxations, evaluating your posture, taking a history, and finding out how chiropractic might help you and your family be healthier. Go to crossroadschiropractic.com for more info. We will be right back here on Half Hour to Health in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.